When a person is reading the book of Romans, we need to remember that we should do what it says in the 6th chapter of Romans, that is, present our bodies, the members of our bodies, to God, just like we used to present the members of our body for deeds of sin and unrighteousness and become the slaves of sin, but that we present our bodies to God as instruments of righteousness so that we become the slaves of righteousness. And we do what it says in chapter 6 so that we will not live in chapter 7 all bound up by sin and the slave to sin, not doing what is right and continually doing what is wrong because we are the slaves to this sin principle in our life, so that we will live in the 8th chapter of Romans, walking after the Spirit and in Christ Jesus, free from this sin principle that pushes us around. Not that we'll ever be free of temptation, but that we don't have this principle pushing us around and crippling all of our efforts to do what is right and avoid what is wrong. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 1st through the 13th verses. The Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Now there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Lord God, I come to you today. I'm asking you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to fulfill the words of Scripture in me, that what Paul said can be true in my life. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I pray that you would fill me with your Spirit, that the body of sin may be crucified within me, and that I may be filled with your Spirit so that I may live and walk after the Spirit and not be bound up by fleshly desires and this sin principle which pushes me around. I pray to be free, because if I live after the flesh, I shall die. But through the Spirit, I want to put to death the deeds of the flesh, that I may live in the Spirit, and that I may live. In Jesus' name, amen.